Teaching the Square Halt. The horse's athletic ability is the result of good genetics and training interaction. Eric Berry, 2002. Training techniques enhance the horse's talent, efficiently preparing the horse's physique for each task. This fundamental principle is often set aside in favor of primitive approaches which trick the horse into movements. A perfectly square halt, for instance, is the natural outcome of balance control, symmetry between right and left side of the back muscles, neck carriage, and overall tone of the horse's muscular system. Therefore, the sound education of the square halt commences with engaging the intelligence of the horse and educating him to properly use and balance the mechanism of his vertebral column. By contrast, primitive equitation achieves the square halt by placing the legs with a whip or other system. No matter if the performance is as simple as a halt or as complex as a piaf, stimulating the legs with a whip leads to pantomimes that the horse executes without adequate physical coordination or mental understanding. The outcome is a performance below the horse's potential and a predisposition to injuries. Primitive training techniques may trick a horse with a twisted spine into a perfect square limbs position during the halt. However, the crookedness of the spine will alter the execution of the next move, whatever the move, rein back, collected walk, trot, or canter. Following are six examples of Chazot learning the square halt. The education is done in hand, but could be done as easily riding the horse. The work is easier from the trot, since the trot is a two-beat gait. When the horse's vertebral column feels properly coordinated, the halt is asked in two strides. As is seen in Chazot's first attempt, the first stride allows the horse to prepare himself, refining balance and symmetry of the back muscles. The second stride allows him to square his limbs. When the mechanism of the vertebral column is working correctly, as is shown in his first and last attempts, the halt is square. When the vertebral column is not perfectly coordinated, as in the other four attempts, the halt is not square. The second halt is asked from the walk, and obviously Chazot's vertebral column is not properly coordinated. The third halt is made from the walk again. Chazot is then shifting the weight from one foreleg to the other. This is due to insufficient balance control prior and during the execution of the halt. The fourth attempt is asked from the walk again. The halt is better, but Chazot did not finish the placement of the right hind leg. As was mentioned before, the halt is more difficult from the walk than from the trot. The fifth attempt at the halt is therefore asked from the trot. Chazot almost exceeds, but the balance control is not perfect, and Chazot needs to move one hind limb to secure his balance. The sixth and last attempt is good. No one learns to make right decisions without being free to make wrong ones. Kenneth Solett. Therefore, a horse will not achieve productive mental processing under the constraint of submission. By contrast, the horse will gladly engage his brain into the work if the training technique is stimulating the horse's mental processing.